everybody. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. We always like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Victoria Jones. Victoria, be honest. How uncomfortable is it heat-wise in Washington right now?
No, today's been a pleasant day, but we've had some unpleasant days. And it's only unpleasant, but we've been having rain and unpleasant. And that's just like, oh, please.
Yeah, no kidding. I like that. Oh, please. Yeah, that's the problem with Washington. It's a great place to live, but there's just a few months out of the year where it's not as exciting. We've talked about this before. That's why I got the nickname Foggy Bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. All right, this is interesting. The FBI now dropping another bomb, so to speak. They admitted to using drones to spy in the U.S. I imagine that went over like a lead balloon in D.C.
Yes, it did. It was a result of a question from Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa at the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, what's not clear, and it sounds like these drones were being used in law enforcement operations rather than in surveillance operations. But, of course, you know, one thing, the other thing, one thing leads to the other thing. How do you know one thing isn't the other thing? A drone's a drone, you know, it's taking images. Bob Mueller, the director of the FBI, said our footprint is very small. We have very few and have limited use. It's very seldom used and generally used in a particular incident where you need that capability. And then kind of astonishingly, he said that the FBI was in the initial stages of developing privacy guidelines for how the agency balances civil liberty concerns with security threats, which just sounds to me like they don't have any right now.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, no kidding.
He also said he wasn't sure what becomes of the images recorded by the drones.
Oh, it gets worse.
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's I call it it's like they're dumpster diving on us. And then when you can't tell us what happens, I mean, sorry, we need to know the whole story. And that's crazy. I have no idea. I mean, come on. You're the head of the FBI.
And it's 20 questions. You have to ask exactly the right question to get an answer out of these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's becoming that way more and more and more. Okay, a big one that people listening to America Tonight are also going to be interested in, drug testing and people on food stamps today. That's something that the House tackled. This was, you mentioned before we jumped on there, was part of the farm bill. I guess one of the amendments stuffed in it. Is that right?
Yes, this is an amendment to the farm bill from Representative Richard Hudson, Republican of North Carolina. The idea is, this is what Hudson says, from preventing lottery winners from receiving food stamps to closing loopholes and preventing illegal immigrants from receiving benefits is what he wants it to do. But Democrats were outraged. Representative Gwen Moore says studies have shown that people using SNAP, as it's known, are no more likely than non-users to be using drugs. She also said it was unconstitutional. And she also said states can actually already test food stamp users if they have a drug conviction. And she said that this just costs a lot of money to humiliate people. This is just to criminalize and humiliate poor people.
Yeah, wow. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of opinion on this. What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Is it a humiliation, or are you on the other side of this and you say it should be a regulation? You know, we are a bipolar nation, so it seems like, Victoria, we're always split on everything, doesn't it? You could look at any poll, and if it's not 50-50, it's 50-48.5 or something, you know?
Pretty much. The only thing recently that I've seen us be like 70 on was don't arm Syria.
Yes. Yeah, good point. And it's interesting, you know, you bring up Syria, but we're marching right down that road, aren't we?
We seem to be marching down that road, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Victoria, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, coming up the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, boy, we're going to get to a lot of things, including your future with Charlie Epstein. That's coming up on the flip side. You know, in this effort to educate, we mix in stuff about what's happening with your retirement. Do you have a retirement? Is it stuffed in the mattress? You know what I'm saying. So we'll talk to him. But, boy, what an incredible wall-to-wall revealing day it was from the FBI director with the, drones surveilling citizens, to TWA, the flight that went down, Flight 800, that so many people thought was weird. I can remember doing a sports talk show and people calling in and saying something's not right with that flight. They're lying. It had to have been shot down. I must have fielded calls like that and actually talked to some investigators who thought the same thing. Of course, they weren't official investigators for the National Transportation and Safety Board. However, this hour we're going to let you hear from one, Hank Hughes, because there's a new documentary that's coming out on July 17th, and you've got six people affiliated with this crash in some way, whether they were an investigator or from the Pilots Association and whatnot, and they talk about what they truly believe happened here. And missile is what we keep hearing, missile, missile, missile. Well, if that's the case, why weren't we told the truth instead of, well, looks like an explosion? And then you have a few other people who are still in the game, meaning they're officially an investigator, and they say, baloney, it was an explosion. So I'm going with the people on the ground that saw a crazy wild streak that went up from the ground that looked like a missile that hit the plane that was never explained. But, see, the explanation that I also got from somebody was, well, if it's a missile, it hits the plane, it explodes, honey, into lots of, this is what the guy said to me, too, into lots of pieces all over the place. Well, we did have pieces of a plane, but not to the extent that he said. So this gets really, really interesting. I keep saying this, but it is the year of the whistleblower. It is absolutely the year of the whistleblower. And leaks galore all over the place. More information coming out. More distrust over the government. Congress couldn't get lousier ratings. People are not happy in this country with what they're seeing, and it has nothing to do with your party affiliation. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're hoping for some other third party. Everybody across the board is not trusting of some of the information that we're getting, and who can blame them or me or you for feeling that way? You know, and a lot of this is things that we have covered here on America Tonight, people we've had on the show over the years discussing some of these things that didn't add up. But, you know, the movement to get to the truth is one of these elusive things, because unless you have people screaming at the top of their lungs and not getting arrested for it, it seems nothing gets turned over. All right, so coming up, we're going to talk to Charlie next here on America Tonight. Hang with us. Pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it in serious colorful mode. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make myself.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. And we're hoping to catch up with Charlie Epstein here in just a few minutes. But as I said, we're going to talk about a lot of different things that are happening out of Washington. Huge, huge news. But things that we've been talking about and really honestly trying to uncover for a very, very long time. Charlie Epstein joins us now. And Charlie, you know, it's interesting. We keep talking about retirement. And a couple times a month I do things on retirement. And Charlie is a nationally recognized personal finance and 401k expert. And this is something that I've hit hard in the last year. Charlie, thanks for coming on the show.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us on board.
So you have a book called Paychecks for Life. That's a provocative title. I love it. So how do we get paychecks for life?
Well, you know, there's 82 million people out there participating in 401k plans. And the book here, Paychecks for Life, is 9 simple principles that everybody can follow that'll help turn their 401k into a paycheck manufacturing company. So I like to get people that are saving their 401k to think about taking ownership of the retirement plan and not thinking it's something the government set up for them or their employer, but to act like an entrepreneur and be their own business person. And so the goal is to save as much money as they possibly can, but the real goal is to take advantage of OPM, other people's money. So, you know, you've got the company contributing money, and you've got Uncle Sam letting you use his money or her money on a tax-favorable basis throughout your lifetime until you actually retire.
Yeah, and too many people, I think, and you said it, I think what happens is they get a 401k. That's great. They hear about how much is being matched. And then, you know, you have to sign up and every year pick a basket of stocks or do, you know, pick whatever. Usually I say basket of stocks, but it could be something else. And a lot of times people don't even pay attention to that, Charlie. The sad truth of it is because they just assume, okay, it's going to be fine. They just roll with everything. And then you have the crashes in the market like 2008, and then suddenly people become much more aware. So would you say also to kind of school yourself in where your money is?
Well, you know, it's simpler than people actually think, because I'm glad you brought up the credit crisis of 2008, because the average investor, if they'd left their money in a balanced investment of stocks and bonds, maybe some real estate, just left that money in a balanced investment and then rebalanced that money just once a year, went back to the percentages that they had, they'd have more money today than they had at the bottom of the market. Because the beauty of the 401k plan is, I like to say, it's idiot-proof, right? Most people don't know what they're doing. It's fine because you're putting money in every day, and sometimes you're buying when the value is going down, and sometimes you're buying when the value is going up. But if you take that five-year period of time, that very drastic period of time, the average investor in a 60-40 stock-to-bond portfolio is ahead of the game.
What about, people talk about Social Security. I just read a crazy story today. Oh, it's out. Social Security is pretty much toast by 2014. So what do you say to people who are just counting on Social Security to fund them?
Well, it depends on the age, but one of the chapters in my book, I actually call Social Security your annual eviction notice. You know, a lot of people get their Social Security statement, Pete, and they go to page 2 and they see what they're going to get at 62 and 66 and 70, but they don't go to page 1, second column, second paragraph of their statement, and that's where the government is putting them on notice that we're going to run out of money by a certain point, and that certain point is coming very quickly. As a matter of fact, there really isn't any money in the Social Security Trust Fund. It's a pay-as-you-go system. So when I'm leading workshops and educating employees, and I'll ask people in the room how many people today think they're going to get Social Security, it used to be most of the hands went up. Today, most of the hands don't go up at all. And I actually think that's a good thing. Now, I believe there'll always be some sort of safety net. The government's not going to let people not have some amount of money. But the fact that most people think they aren't going to get Social Security is a good thing, because now they're thinking, I've got to save more. And if you ask 20- and 30-year-olds today, they're actually saving more because they look at their parents who have to work longer, and they don't want to do that.
Yeah.
They want to... You know, they want to. We have something we call desirement planning in our business, because the definition of retirement, do you know what it is?
Well, it's when you die. You go to die, right?
No, it's to put out of use.
Well, that's what I meant. You die. You're no longer useful.
Yeah, that's it. Right. So we coined the phrase desirement planning, because what I've discovered is most people, they may not want to retire. They just want to do the things they desire to do someday. So the key question is, what's it going to cost? How much is it going to cost for you to do the things you want to do? And you need to calculate that cost, which most people don't do, and then figure out, well, how much money do I need to put aside at a reasonable rate of return, not 10 or 15%, but pick your mortgage rate, 3, 4, 5%. Use that as your bogey, and that'll force you to put more money in.
Yeah, that's great advice. Yeah. What about, I can tell you this, a lot of people don't have 401ks anymore, or they had to roll them over, or they're entrepreneurs, and they're starting their own businesses, so they don't have a 401k. Then what would you advise? Same thing, kind of just invest across the board and take the money that you can and put it toward that?
You bring up a really good point, because let's say you're just starting a business, or you can't afford to put money aside for yourself and your employees, but you know, you can set up an IRA and that'll get you $5,000 or $6,000. You can set up a simple plan and you can put aside, you know, $11,000 to $15,000. 401k, you can put aside $17,500, and if you're over 50 and an old guy like me, you can do $23,000 with the catch up. So I always tell people, incremental success is better than trying to win the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start with something and add to it every year, you'd be amazed with compound interest how fast that money is going to grow. And that's what people lose sight of. So we have a little mantra. It's 10-1 now. I say everybody's got to save at least 10% of their pay. And if you can't save 10, and maybe you can only save 5 today, and every year you increase that by 1%, in 5 years you're saving your 10%.
Ah, there you go.
So it's simple. That's the message tonight for everybody. It's not complicated. And as far as investing goes, You know, the magic of the 401k plan, in spite of what the press is saying out there, is look for the simplest combination of investments. And then there's a good friend of mine, Craig Israelson, who wrote a book called The 7-12 Portfolio. There's something for your listeners. But basically, if you just put your money in a balanced basket of investments, 7 different investments, 12 different sectors, and rebalance that every year, Craig has proven over the last 40 years, you'll do better than any kind of investment you could possibly pick. So it's not about picking stocks. It's about taking advantage of time.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it's
I'm
interesting.
Very optimistic.
I'm optimistic, too. I've gotten a lot of people sending me little texts about this, actually chatting with us on Pal Talk here on the show. And Scout says, I taught for 26 years and worked other jobs. I can't get Social Security on those other jobs. Where, you know, wondering, I can't get the Social Security. You can't, right?
Yeah. What do you mean you can't? He said you can't get Social Security.
He's
from
saying, he's saying, what do you know about teachers? Ask him what happens to the money people paid in.
Okay. Well, now don't forget teachers didn't pay into Social Security, especially if they were in the state teacher or state pension system.
Yeah.
So they weren't contributing to Social Security because they're getting their state teacher's pension, which could be up to 80% of their last 3 or 5 years income when they retired.
Yeah. Yep. And that, there you go. And the I like the 2 to 5% and then get to the 10. That's a beautiful thing.
10-1 now.
10-1
you know,
now.
You know all the great exercise videos that are out there, Insanity, P90.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all about I can get in shape within 30, 40, 50 days.
Yeah.
You know, saving for retirement is like one of those. Just every year in you're just getting your money in shape by saving 1% more and doing rebalancing one time and taking the time to figure out how much money do you really need and work backwards to figure out what you have to save. Yeah, we have a little calculator. Can I mention this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on our website. If your listeners go to paychecksforlife.org, and it's called the Desirement Mortgage Calculator. Works like a home mortgage. It'll take you 5 minutes to figure out how much you need to save, and how much Uncle Sam and your employer is going to help pay that monthly payment so you'll have enough money to save at retirement. So check it out. It's paychecksforlife.org, and it's called the Desirement Mortgage Calculator.
All right, I love it. Pick up the book, too. Charlie Epstein, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again. Some great advice. Thanks. I love that. 10-1 now. 10-1 now. It's really true. I mean, even if you're saying, are you kidding? I can't afford it. You can, just even a little bit. Just a little bit. Stay with us.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crowville Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com.
enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Latest controversy. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. At the next segment, we're going to talk about Tony Soprano, the character, and James Gandolfini. Big shocking news today. So investigators want the missile theory actually to be explored a little bit now. That happened in 1996, the TWA Flight 800 crash. So that's nice. Why weren't we flushing this out before, especially since this, the whole plane was put back together in a hangar from parts that they retrieved from the sea? People were so heartbroken about this flight. All 230 people on board killed just minutes after taking off from JFK, headed to Paris. So they took all the time, reassembled it, and then apparently it's like they covered things up. Or is it that they just couldn't come to an agreement on the possibility of a missile? I don't know. To me, it smells like, seems like dismissing the theory of a missile. No, 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 no. And remember, this was 3 years after the first World Trade Center bombing, when the truck was underneath the building. Remember that? You know, sometimes people forget that because you think of 9/11. So this would be 3 years later, plane hit by a missile, terrorism, maybe. But it was immediately thrown to the side every time it was brought up. So the crash was not identified. The cause of the crash wasn't identified right away anyway. They ended up saying that the crash was caused by static electricity ignited fuel flames. But that really didn't seem to wash with most people. There were eyewitness accounts that didn't describe anything like that. And they were all in agreement with each other, not knowing each other and having almost similar stories. So the half dozen investigators whose charges are going to be fleshed out in this documentary that airs on July 17th, 17 years after that crash, the anniversary of the crash, say they weren't allowed to get to the truth. They say they're confident a missile brought down the plane. So here we go again, for fear of losing jobs, not being able to tell the truth wasn't pursued. What's that about? I mean, let's listen to this quote. Jim Spear, the accident investigator for the Airline Pilots Association, it's obvious the truth was not allowed to be pursued.
Request that they reopen the investigation based on legitimate factors that we brought to their attention in terms of new evidence, mistakes that were made by them, new technology that Dr. Stahlkamp has developed, as well as the fact that they completely ignored and then lied about 755 witnesses to the accident, or I should say explosion. When you look for physical evidence of a deflagration or explosion in the center fuel tank, it's none there, and the NTSB found none. Our job was to seek the truth. And in this particular investigation, we arrived at something far from it. That's what 755 witnesses have to say, and that's what physical evidence indicates. The general consensus is it was either a terrorist attack that they wanted to ignore or an accident as a result of military operations that went wrong, and they didn't want to acknowledge responsibility for it.
All right, that was Hank Hughes. He's a former NTSB investigator. He's part of this. He's one of the investigators that's part of this documentary. The Jim Spear quote I gave you was, as I said, he was an Airline Pilots Association investigator. And then the Tim Stahlkamp, who's a physicist, who is considered one of the foremost independent researchers, and he was part of the documentary, which is what Hughes is referring to, said, look, it fits like a glove. It's what it is, and all the evidence is there. It's all there. And I love what Hughes says. They just want the truth to come out. They're looking for the truth, whether it's Hughes, whether it's Spear, who said he found explosive residue on a part from the right wing, which also had three holes. So all of these guys agree, different walks of life, different jobs, just trying to pursue the truth. So now the NTSB says it's going to review the petition. And this is pretty much what they do, and I checked on this. So you file this petition, and then they review it, and then they make a decision within 60 days. Listen, the NTSB very, very rarely investigates any issues that have been already examined, especially the length of this TWA Flight 800. They say that investigations are never closed, and that they can look at new information and all that kind of stuff, but they don't do this. They're not going to go back and do this. I don't think so. And especially with, I love that they have this documentary to fling it out there in their faces to say that, you know, pretty much they were told not to go down that lane, not to pursue that. And it seems to me that, you know, it's a cover-up in a sense, because what was the cover-up? Okay, oof, geez, we don't want Americans to think a missile shot down a plane in New York taking off for Paris. There'd be panic among a lot of folks. If they wouldn't want to get in the sky, what would that do to airline stocks? What would that do to the airline industry? Call me a cynic, but that's exactly where I went when I heard about this. This is what I started to think about. Yeah, sure, let's just control the flow of information because we don't want to see people stay away from flying and flights and scare them and make them think that, yes, you could be on a plane in America and a missile could smash your plane and send it hurling to the ground. Or there's something else to this. Some people feel this could be a freak military accident. And if that were the case, boy, talk about friendly fire. That would be a disaster in itself. But if you have a military accident, a military shoot down, whatever, you'd have to say, you'd have to cop to that. I mean, who is the keeper of the secret lies, if that's the case? If somebody somewhere had to call the order to tell other people, hey, let's kind of keep them quiet, send them in a different direction. It just seems very odd to me. Or maybe is it just one mass conspiracy? What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, so we have that thing with the plane, which is very, very big. And if I were somebody who lost a family member or a friend on it, I'd be upset. I would have been upset the first time around anyway, because it never sit well with me. It never sit well with most people in America, because they would call and talk about it. They would call talk shows and say, "Oh, my friends," and you heard what they said, 755 witnesses. I mean, you just can't think that's a massive conspiracy among those people. Of course it's not. And if their descriptions were similar, why wasn't it flushed out? I mean, this is the question we keep asking ourselves. I hate the why question, and the why question is what we're living on. We are feasting on it in America. Why? Why target the conservative groups? Why does the IRS do that? Who ultimately made that call? Why? Why not get some backup in Benghazi when it was asked for twice? Why not tell the truth on the talking points? Why go through the phone records of the Associated Press reporters and editors and their mamas and everything else in between, and then say they were just looking for the leak? Ugh! We were just looking for the leak. In other words, your source who gave you a credible story and embarrassed us. And now the answer is we don't know, but the question is why? Why cover up if there definitely were clear indications that a missile shot down this American flight, this TWA flight filled with people excited to go to Paris in most cases, sometimes for the first time, lots of young people? Why not tell the truth? Don't you owe families the truth? And then we have the FBI director, Robert Mueller, who said, yeah, the Bureau uses drones for surveillance on our soil. Well, we were thinking that was happening anyway, but you told us you weren't doing it before. And they say it's limited. Okay, it's limited. What does that mean? Why? Why is this being done? Mueller talked about it during a Senate hearing on Capitol Hill. He was questioned by Chuck Grassley, the senator from Iowa. And he was asked if the FBI has drones. Mueller said yes, and for surveillance. Exactly. He said they were deployed, you know, they're deployed on U.S. soil, but clarified, of course, there's the but. There's always the but. We're a nation of buts. But they are used in a very, very minimal way and very seldom. That's three varies in one sentence. That's a sign that he is dancing around the specifics. Very, 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 very. That's what I say. Very. Very seldom. Very minimally. Yeah, right. Whatever. I mean, they're saying already, outright, that they can't use lethal drone strikes against a non-combatant American on U.S. soil. Remember, there were all these questions before. President Obama said in a speech last month that armed drones should never be deployed on U.S. soil. Never. But now the use of non-lethal drones for surveillance is really getting off the ground. It's lifted off, let's say. Other groups are using it. So, Dianne Feinstein, here she comes again with her hot opinions. She pressed for more information, more details, saying that, you know, hey, the drones operate under very few regulations, even though it's a booming industry of commercial drones. Now, see, there's a hint. So Dianne Feinstein's thinking, oh, booming industry of commercial drones. Could we tax all that? Could we tax them in some way? Could there be a drone toll tax, perhaps, for how many miles are logged? Oh, what is happening to you, America? Hang with us. Tony Soprano, a.k.a. James Gandolfini. Sad story.
Business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In 2007, David Chase, the producer of The Sopranos, and his writers brilliantly put together a series that knocked many of our socks off, infuriated others, and some just thought it was nasty violence. But either way, it was a must-see or must-hate television and a breakout hit for HBO. And the big reason for that was James Gandolfini, who played the mob boss, Tony Soprano. He died at the age of 51. He was traveling around Italy, so the word broke late in the day that he had died from a heart attack. And this is pop culture stuff, folks. So if you had a pulse and you were living in the United States, and yes, I'm like you, and I get riled up about the real things happening in the world, but my secret was I love The Sopranos. I loved the Sopranos because I thought it exaggerated the Italian mafia lifestyle in some ways, and it did the whole North Jersey yo guys hanging out thing, and I thought some of it was cleverly written. My mother, who was such a classy lady, did not share my love for The Sopranos, and one time on a long visit home, I told her, geez, I really want to see this episode, and, you know, Ma, trust me, it's not so violent. It's not as violent as you think, because a lot of the episodes weren't necessarily violent, and sure, she'd never watch it. So sure enough, the episode that we tune into is the one that was, I'm sure, one of the highest rated ones, and it was actually one that I enjoyed, but she hated. It was season 4, and it was called Whoever Did This, and in the in this hour-long show, there's the shock of Ralphie Carfetta's murder. Ralph's son is injured in a bow and arrow accident. It's crazy. The arrow smashes him right in the face. And what happened was Tony Soprano had a racehorse, and it was called Pie Oh My. And so Ralph, he accused Ralph of setting the fire at the barn for insurance money. Ralph denies it, but it doesn't sound like a big denial. Tony's upset, and he kills him. I mean, he slaughters him at his, they get into a fight, he slaughters him at his house. It's a chilling, brutal scene. He's in the bathtub, blood is everywhere, and my mother is just horrified. But it was one of the highly rated Soprano shows. I mean, because he completely goes mafia on this other character, Ralphie. So whatever you thought of The Sopranos, or maybe you didn't watch it, you were like my mother, you certainly knew of it. You certainly knew it was around. And James Gandolfini, the real guy, not the actor, not Tony Soprano, was said to be really just a lovely guy. I had a chance to meet him once, briefly had a conversation with him. Somebody I knew introduced me to him, and he's just a regular guy. He was just a regular guy. We started to talk about sports, and he said to me a funny thing. He said, "What exit are you?" He said, "Yo, what exit are you from?" Because in New Jersey, that's the old joke about, you know, New Jersey Turnpike. What exit are you from on the Turnpike? So rest in peace, Tony Soprano. But big shock for a lot of people. 51 years old and a heart attack. You know, a lot of people having heart attacks, it seems, or maybe we're just hearing about them more, and it's not just famous people, but a lot of people are having heart attacks at much younger ages than you used to hear about, and now he falls victim to that. He was traveling around Italy, he was actually in Rome when he had the heart attack, so James Gandolfini, dead at the age of 51. Segging into a real mafia-tied man, Jimmy Hoffa. Some of you sent me emails about this because, you know, it's always, where is Jimmy Hoffa buried? And he was missing since 1975. So they dug up, just the other day, a rural field in suburban Detroit, but no remains. It's like they always think they're getting close to finding Jimmy Hoffa, and then it turns out he's not there. And Hoffa, of course, was the former Teamsters union leader, and the FBI thought that they had closed this chapter. They felt confident that after a couple of days they were going to find him, but they said they're closing down the excavation because, once again, they are coming up empty. They felt like they got a really good tip from a mafia captain, a former mafia captain, Tony Zarelli, who said he was buried beneath a concrete slab in a barn in Oakland Township, north of Detroit. So the barn is gone, but the FBI agents started pouring all over the field where it used to stand. They had cadaver dogs in and all that stuff. You know, here's the thing. Should we just give up on the search for Jimmy Hoffa and call it a day? How much money has been blown on the FBI trying to dig up holes in different places to find Hoffa? 40 agents were involved this time, and it was a couple of days. So the FBI doesn't want to tell us what the cost was, but there has to be some kind of cost for this because you have all the manpower out there. The FBI says, well, you know, we're not a corporation. We don't have a profit margin as a bottom line. No, but you're spending taxpayer money to find Jimmy Hoffa's elusive body since 1974. So all these tips lead the FBI to possible burial sites near and far further away. You know, there was a time when there were theories that he was entombed in concrete at Giant Stadium in New Jersey, that he was ground up and thrown in a Florida swamp, that he was just obliterated in a mob-owned plant, and then this latest thing that he was in the field. So, no, he wasn't in the field, or they couldn't find his body anyway. Who knows? But once again, case closed and more money out the window searching for Jimmy Hoffa. Ooh. And I got to get this one in here because Jewel, not Jewel the singer, but somebody named Jewel from Littleton, Colorado, sent me a note saying that, boy, it's really tough in Colorado because these foothills southwest of Denver now are forcing evacuations, dozens of homes there. So we've got all these fires burning, and some of them are huge and some of them a little bit smaller, but Colorado really is on fire. Depending on, you know, where you live. We're talking about thousands of people, actually, or hundreds of people that have been evacuated and thousands of homes that have been in the fire zone. The Black Forest fire burned 22 square miles. They say it's 85% contained right now. And crews hope that it's going to be completely done heading into the weekend. But here's the variable in this. If, for any of you who are firemen out there, you know this. What about the hot spots, flare-ups because of the wind, because of the weather, because it's dry, and you have a lot of homes that are in that area where if it sparks up enough, it'll hit them. And it's terrible in Colorado and equally as bad in California. At Yosemite, they've evacuated over 1,500 people, and the crews have stopped some of the forward progress of a fire that broke out there. But it's pretty nasty. So really the Southwest, and it's that drought, dry stuff, and then high winds that can take a fire that's just a slow kind of burner and then just explode it into something that threatens so many people's lives and their homes and really has the firemen just dog-tired and weary, very weary out there. So think of the firemen and the job that they do. I salute you. My hat's off to all of you guys for working round the clock and doing everything you can to help these people and saving lives.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.